Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on this fine Thursday morning. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there, and welcome to Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Yeah.
so glad to be Christians.
Yes.
Know what I mean? Well, you know, we're like the David-type Christians.
Right.
You know yeah. the people that totally love God. Totally love everything about him, and we like to stand fearlessly against evil.
We would not have this country today if there weren't Christians willing to fight for what became America.
Yes, exactly.
And they told us, you're going to have to fight for it again if you want to keep it.
Right.
You know, so that's why they put the Second Amendment in there.
Right.
You know, as an absolute last resort. So, well, yeah, there's you know, Christians that are willing to stand against evil at all costs is a virtue.
Oh, definitely.
It is not a vice.
No.
You know, but we've been so tampered down into being, well, like we've said before, you know, they've made Jesus into this, you know, little soft-spoken little hippie. He's a warrior.
Oh, definitely.
He's a leader.
Yeah.
And
he says himself, I did not come to bring peace, but the sword, dividing even down to families, down to father from son, daughter from mother. And then it even says daughter-in-law from mother-in-law.
Right. And that's based on the truth of the gospel and
that's
people
right.
that won't accept it, people that are hostile against it. He brought division.
So
look how divided we are, and look at the lines we're divided on in America. Like
truth, for instance.
Exactly. And I mean, just pure, you know, Satan worship, demonic doctrines now that are dividing our country. I mean, right down the middle. I mean, we're going to talk about it, but, you know, Chuck Schumer with his little rant.
Yes,
I've got
this clip that, oh my gosh,
oh, yeah.
it's just gonna make your blood boil because he is
yep.
lying so viciously out both sides of his mouth.
Right, and it's all about protecting our democracy. And it's like you got CNN, MSNBC, all these left-wing outlets all chanting, it's a danger to our democracy, danger to our democracy,
well,
you know,
and,
like robots.
And it actually is. It is a danger to a democracy. It's a danger to a communist government.
The
true Americans yep. are definitely the enemies to democracy
to
communism, because the United States has never been set up to be a democracy.
That's right.
Our Constitution says that we are guaranteed a Republican form of government, not a democracy,
right.
not a socialist government, not a communist government, not fascism or anything else they can dream up.
Right. Exactly. And like the adage says, you can vote your way into socialism, but you have to shoot your way out of it.
Right.
And that's right. why we have to stand against it. So we don't have to come to that point. But man, we're so divided right now. So yeah, stand on truth, stand on Christian principles, stand on our American heritage,
right.
which is Christian heritage.
Yep.
And don't cower. I mean, we've our republic depends upon it.
Exactly. And I just have to say, everybody's so concerned about being divided. Absolutely not. We had darn well better be divided so long as our country is being taken over by criminals and liars.
That's right.
We had darn well better be divided against them.
Absolutely. And we're not the ones causing the division.
Exactly.
Here we are cruising along, being America, doing American things.
Right.
And they want to come along and change the game. And we say, no.
They want to steal everything we
have.
That's
not what America is. And they say, oh, you're causing division. When you stand against somebody that's trying to destroy what made America so exceptional.
Yeah, well, they're trying to destroy America, period.
Right.
That's the whole point of a communist coup.
Right.
And exactly.
Man, we're fired up on this Thrasher Commie Thursday. We got some commies to thrash. It was great, too, because Elon Musk really called Chuck Schumer out. He says, so do you want me to ban this video from Twitter?
Yes.
Because what he's calling for in the name of protecting our democracy is throttling, suppressing the free speech,
yes.
the speech of truth.
Right.
And the transparency that these videos are showing, that there's not just one side to this story, there's a lot more to the other side of the story that they don't want you to hear, and they want to suppress that.
Well, yes, because, we'll just have to wait till we've got this clip, and we'll just go from there. But let's get to the word of the day before we get rambling on too much longer. Okay, so the word of the day for Thrash a Commie Thursday comes to us from John chapter 8, verses 3 through 12, which read, "Then the scribes and Pharisees brought him a woman caught in adultery, and when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, 'Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what do you say?' This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, 'He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.' And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, 'Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?' She said, 'No one, Lord.' And Jesus said to her, 'Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.' Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, 'I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.'" And that's it.
Cool. That's such a great, there's a message of grace right there.
It is. That's a huge message to everybody that has committed you name what kind of sins, all of them. He will forgive them all. But there's a qualifier. This is where you're talking about everybody turned Jesus into this little wimpy hippie he's just all love and all peace, and he's not ever going to, cause any kind of riff or anything. Well, there's qualifiers. Yes, he loves everybody, but he also tells us that we have to turn from our sin and go and sin no more.
Right.
He doesn't say to her, oh, daughter, I love you. It's okay. You just, thank goodness you didn't get stoned today and off you go. Just, thank goodness. You know I love you. Be on your way. That's not what he said at all.
That's not where it stopped, right?
He said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
Yes.
Meaning that she's forgiven. He has forgiven her for her sin, but don't go back to your ways.
That's right. That's right. Repent of it. He calls for repentance.
That's right.
Not just believing, although that's a critical first step.
Right.
But then you also have to repent. And that means dying to self daily, because, as long as we're in the flesh, we'll always have that battle, and we're going to slip up and we're going to make mistakes.
Hopefully less and less, to the point of not doing it all anymore.
Exactly. But if that's what it takes, die to yourself daily.
Right.
But it doesn't mean just go, oh, well, I'm forgiven. I got grace.
Right.
So now I can live. Now I have liberty to live however I want. And Paul said, God forbid.
God forbid.
That is not what I'm saying.
Well,
right?
And see, this one is so important in context, because this applies to all sin. What he says to her applies to every single sin out there.
Yeah.
That, whether that be homosexuality, whether that be whatever kind of sexual immorality you're engaged in, whether it be lying, stealing, cheating, you name it. He it doesn't end with him being love. Oh, Jesus is love. He loves us all. And we're all going to go to heaven no matter what. That's not true.
Right.
He qualifies it. You have to give up your sin. You are called to sin no more. Just stop. And the difference between hating the person and hating the sin is that he never hates the person.
Right.
He hates the sin. And because he loves the person, he cannot ever be a just God and allow them to continue in sin that will eventually kill them.
Right. It's, he loves you so much that he's not willing to leave you there in that state.
Exactly. Right. Because if he lets you continue to sin through death, then you're going to the second death.
Right.
And you're going to, that's when you meet him and he says, I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness. And then he, says, be gone from me. I never knew you.
That's right.
And then they get cast into the lake of fire. And so there, whether people want to hear that or not, that is a loving statement for us to tell everybody that and to repeat that, because love is causing somebody to stop what will kill them.
Right. It's interesting too. It doesn't say what he knelt down and wrote in the dirt.
Right.
But, we've watched a few sermons that really did some deep diving into this and Jewish law and everything at the time. To think that just simply saying, whoever hasn't sinned, cast the first stone. And they all go, oh, shucks, and drop their stones and walk away.
Right.
Because they're acting pretty self-righteous right there. They're
ready to kill somebody.
Oh, they're right there in full Chuck Schumer mode, right?
Yeah.
So it's speculated, and this is just speculation, but there's two things that kind of happen there. First of all, in Jewish law, you could not be a witness against somebody for a capital crime if you yourself were guilty of that.
Right.
Right. So there was a lot of adultery and sexual immorality and stuff, even back then. And so it's speculated that what he wrote in the dirt is that law, the law that you can't be a witness against somebody if you yourself are guilty of it.
Right. And there's another aspect of that that Jewish culture would know, but Christians wouldn't. Is that a sign to every Jew is that when somebody kneels down and writes in the dirt with their finger, that basically is that person saying that they are God.
Right. Only because that's just a good point. That's a clear symbol of God. You don't write the law with your finger. Only God does that.
That's right.
Right. The Ten Commandments. And then of course, write the writing on the wall with the, was it Sennacherib? In Babylon.
Nebuchadnezzar.
No, it was Nebuchadnezzar's son or grandson who was partying and everything,
right,
in Babylon, and they were drinking wine out of the goblets from that were supposed to be used in temple worship. I mean, these are holy, sanctified things that they're using for partying, and that's when that hand appears and the finger writes on the wall.
Yeah, right.
That you've been weighed, you've been measured, and yeah, your kingdom is done.
Yep.
And so, yeah, to the Jews, that was quite a statement to write the law with your finger.
Yes.
And there's some deep study.
Right. Yeah. Different things that would be familiar to Jews, to every Jew.
Right.
But not to Christians, especially not to us over here in America.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
So anyway, very interesting. Great scripture too. A great scripture about grace and what's required of us even after we're forgiven.
That's correct.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So what is that scripture?
So that was John chapter 8. Verses 3-12.
There you go. All right. Meditate on that. Read that today. Thank you.
Oh, praise God for that.
All right. Let's take a break. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com. Getting ready for the return of our King, which is coming up soon, right around the corner. We were told what to watch for, to look up, and you'll know when the time's near. Well, here we are.
That's right.
So if you want to learn more about that and what that means for you so you don't get left behind with what's coming, then go to JesusAppears.com and learn more. And we'll be right back with segment 2 of the Morning Commute right after this. Stick around, Patriots. This is the voice of the American Redoubt.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Herbert A. Philbrick.
What is communism? I've been on the inside of communism. From this knowledge, I tell you as simply and seriously as I know how. Communism is a lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, as J. Edgar Hoover says, a criminal conspiracy. I'm choosing these words deliberately. Lying. Dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, and it is not an American political party like any other. It's an outlawed organization, taking its orders and instructions from another government to do everything possible to destroy our government. It's an international criminal conspiracy.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Time flies so fast when you're having fun, and we're having a great time with you guys. Hey, thank you all for your support. Those of you who have stepped forward and helped keep us on the air, just $5, $10, $20 a month, it all adds up. And so for those of you, we know who you are, most of you. Some of you donate anonymously, but we just want to say that we are so grateful. And Jesus knows who you are too. So anyway, if you guys want to, if you find the Morning Commute a blessing and you want to help keep us on the air and keep us going and support us, then you can go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on donate to RFR and find all the different ways that you can support us. All right, Lady Liberty, segment two here, and we got several things lined up.
We sure do. And first we wanted to get to that Chuck Schumer clip because, well, it's just, this is the kind of thing that deserves the thrashing,
yes.
The biggest thrashing we could possibly give it.
Yep.
Okay, so go ahead and we'll just play it for you. Just go ahead, listen now.
These lies continue tonight. Rupert Murdoch, who has admitted they were lies and said he regretted it, has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight, now that he's seen how he has perverted and slimed the truth, and from letting him go on again and again and again. Not because their views deserve such opprobrium, but because our democracy depends on it.
You know, what I wish I could have found is a little audio clip of a baby crying. You know, to throw in there.
Oh, like, yes.
As a backdrop.
Right.
But
or the little violin playing. Right.
And they talk about truth while they're lying.
Yes.
It's just absolutely astounding.
Well, and first of all, you know, I did one of my major college papers on Rupert Murdoch. That guy is hardly the gold standard. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
He's a dangerous guy. First of all, he's going to be 92 years old in two more days. And his net worth is $17.8 billion. Hmm. He owns over 800 companies, news companies in more than 50 countries.
Wow.
And so he's the owner of News Corp. And News Corp is basically the owner of hundreds of local, national, international publishing outlets.
And he's not a conservative.
No, no. I mean, in fact, he owns Wall Street Journal, the New York Post, HarperCollins.
Right.
And he's Fox News, everybody.
It's about money.
Yeah.
And so, right now, the ratings for Fox is through the roof. Tucker Carlson's ratings just exploded through the roof.
Well, and also about Rupert Murdoch was in 2011, he faced allegations that his companies, including the News of the World, owned by News Corporation, had been regularly hacking the phones of celebrities, royalty, and public citizens.
Oh, boy.
And so he's really the standard for truth and justice,
right,
isn't he? You know, and the fact that Schumer is referring to him as, well, he's seen it and he knows that it's lies.
Right.
Oh, so okay. So Rupert Murdoch is now also the judge and jury for all of the January 6th events that occurred. He's the all-knowing, seeing eye that knows everything. And so if he says they're all lies, then it has to be so.
Yeah, it was funny because, and he's got two sons too, ready to step up and replace him. And Steve Bannon was on video being recorded, being interviewed. He said the Murdochs are foreign scumbags that are not only not with us, they're one of the leaders of the real opposition.
Exactly.
So to allow this to continue with Tucker Carlson, it's about money. It's about profit. It's about ratings.
Right.
And you know, that's their bottom line.
Well, and just watching Chuck Schumer just flip out over the fact that he's not able to quiet somebody that's telling the truth over, you know, telling the truth about all of their lies.
Right.
I mean, they're highly orchestrated. They're very, very select allowances of certain pieces of video and things that, you know, omit the truth.
Yep.
And so, you know, boy, he thought that they just had it right in the bag and he and Pelosi were just going to cram it down America's throat. Well, guess what? That's just not what's going to happen.
Their whole narrative is completely coming unraveled.
Yep.
And a lot of these leftist outlets, news outlets, are crying about, you know, equality, equal access. Why'd they give it to Fox News? And Tucker Carlson said not one news agency has asked for copies of the tapes. Nobody's
something.
Asked for it. And that's what he told Glenn Beck. So, yeah, this is this perpetual victim mentality.
While they're the perpetrators.
Right.
They're the ones that are swinging the axe wildly around about them and then accusing everybody else of attacking them.
Right, yeah. When you push their arm out of the way from hitting you with the axe, they whine that you hurt their shoulder.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? He threw my shoulder out.
Well, and you know, and then again, I mentioned this yesterday, the statement from Kash Patel, and I'll just repeat it again. Basically, he says, a prosecutor that fails to disclose evidence of innocence, also known as Brady information, violates the Constitution and must be reported to the court for contempt charges.
Yes.
How many DOJ prosecutors will be reported based on January 6th video footage that's out now? Well, and exactly, because it's a criminal offense to not disclose evidence of innocence.
That's called exculpatory evidence. That's evidence that you could have used to prove your innocence.
Yes.
And then they hide that.
Yep.
That's a crime in and of itself.
Right.
And that's what, you know, that's what everybody's saying. Everybody that's rational is saying that charges need to be brought against these people. The January 6th prisoners, the political prisoners, need to be released immediately.
Yep.
And then these people need to be charged for their crimes.
Yeah. And so these are actual people that were representing Americans in Congress. Can you believe the low life, it's just a low life manner of committing crimes blatantly in front of everybody? And so praise God for getting those tapes to Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
And so it makes me wonder, is it going to be the House of Representatives that has to call for an investigation into the January 6th committee? I think they better get on it.
Yep.
Because those are criminal charges that are coming down the pike for those people.
That's right. They should call it the how about Integrity Committee?
There we go.
Yeah, let's start up an Integrity Committee. And whatever happened to the committee of against anti-American activities. Let's bring that back.
Yes, let's do it.
Yep, we're at that point.
Right.
Now, something else I want to bring up too, this is, in, of course, we've been talking about this conflict in Israel that's really heating up. And, you know, once again, we could wake up to the news that Israel has hit Iran and Syria and multiple other places, specifically Iran, and where these, you know, nuclear centrifuges are located and just their entire infrastructure. We're at the point now where Israel is going to have to act soon, because
right.
these guys have already said what they're going to do when they get it, when they get the weapon. They already have, you know, missiles that could deliver, and they're trying to acquire more from Russia. But, you know, they're at the point now where pretty much this could go down at any time. And Amir Sarfati posted this breaking news. Turkey's foreign minister says that his country, Syria, Iran, and Russia will meet in Moscow next week. Can you say Ezekiel 38, Ezekiel 39?
That's right.
Those are the, and plus Libya and Sudan, which is actually in the biblical the prophecy is mentioned as Ethiopia, but which is today's Sudan. So there's, you know, there's your main key players right there: Turkey, Syria, Iran, and Russia. They're going to be meeting next week in Moscow. And another one that Amir put out: Israel's head of National Security Council just said on national TV, this is yesterday, quote, "Israel is ready to strike Iran, and the Americans know about it. Israel will not rely on anyone in order to take care of its security. Iran was just put on notice."
Wow.
So we're getting there.
Okay. And well, in addition to that, there's one last thing that I wanted to mention real quickly was there is in Kansas City, there was a cell tower that was toppled to the ground, destroyed in the act of sabotage, Nebraska officials say. It says that the FBI is considering opening an investigation into the matter as an act of domestic terrorism, according to the Furnas County Sheriff's Office. Well, you think?
More sabotage?
Yes.
More derailments, too.
It's about time they finally look into starting an investigation into that.
Yep. All right. Well, we're out of time. You guys have a blessed rest of the day, and you be safe, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Thanks for being with us.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash Economy Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.